This is Matt Wells at UN News. The UN's leading advocate for tobacco control has hailed as historic a decision by governments around the world to tackle illegal trade in the sector. Dr. Vera Luisa de Costa e Silva, who leads the Secretariat of the World Health Organization's Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, has been speaking to UN News' Daniel Johnson after the first high-level meeting of parties in Geneva this month, known as MOP1.
This is a historical meeting. For the first time, parties to the Protocol to Eliminate Illicit Trade in Tobacco Products have met in Geneva this week to discuss international cooperation, to discuss preventive measures, and to discuss legal approaches to eliminate illicit trade in tobacco products. Illicit trade in tobacco products is a global phenomenon. It's a problem that has to be addressed by international cooperation. And it's a public health problem because illicit trade stimulates consumption by having tobacco products more affordable and more available in the market.
And how many illegally produced tobacco products are actually circulating at the moment?
The estimates are that one in every 10 cigarettes consumed in the world come from illicit trade. And here you don't include data from smokeless tobacco, from narguilés, and from other tobacco products, including the new tobacco products that they have electronic delivery. So the extension of the problem is very big, and parties will now have the opportunity to start collecting data that reflect more accurately the extent of illicit trade.
Now, this meeting that you're referring to, the meeting of the parties of the Framework Convention for Tobacco Control, you've just closed your first session. Were you happy with the participation?
Yes, absolutely. We had a very big participation of parties, 44 out of 46. Apart from that, 56 non-parties to the protocol have participated, expressing the big interest and attention that this problem deserves. And of course, the civil society is always very relevant, as well as intergovernmental organizations who have a specific role in addressing illicit trade. You know, illicit trade is a problem that ultimately is a public health problem, but that has to be tackled by other sectors of the government, including tax administrations, include the police, include customs. And this is where you need to have international cooperation, and you need to have the UN agencies involved in the several aspects, like WTO, UNODC, and the World Bank and IMF involved in its implementation.
So you call this an historic meeting, this first meeting of the parties to the convention. And one of those things that has been decided is the establishment of a tracking and tracing system, which will help parties to find out exactly where tobacco products are going. Do you have any more detail on that?
Yeah, the meeting of the parties has established a working group to collect the best practices and information about the tracking and tracing system, and also for global SharePoint. This will be reverted to the second meeting of the parties, which is in 2020 in the Netherlands, to then decide on the best approaches to the tracking and tracing systems.
An additional decision was also taken to set up a global information sharing focal point to combat illicit trade. What does that mean exactly?
That means that you have a point where the information from the different governments on tracking and tracing will converge and will be able to be collected by other governments. So you can detect where you have a deviation of the product to the illegal market.
From where it was supposed to go.
Was diverted, yeah, instead of going to the final destination.
Maybe just finally, from a personal point of view, why are you so motivated and passionate about this subject?
Well, because tobacco kills, and it's one of the, I think it's the single more important product responsible for diseases and deaths in the world, the single risk factor, and it is promoted legally by the tobacco industry. And there needs to be action taken by governments, because they don't only lose revenues, but they only also spend a huge amount of money in the health care systems. And ultimately, it is the population that gets sick, that dies, that suffers with a product that kills one in every two consumers. So I am a medical doctor, and everything I want to do is to save lives. This is my profession.